Let me just tell you a few words about the Maariv Primus before I actually begin. The printed sheet is, of course, from the Shiurim of the Rav's Yardside Shiurim, very famous piece, where he has, actually, in both volumes, Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis, he writes about Kriya Satoyah. In one of them, he tries to explain the difference between Takanas Moshe and Takanas Ezra. And in this one, he tries to explain the nuances of Kriya Satoyah B'tzibur and the difference between Limud HaTorah and Shmiya HaTorah. And Liyeser says, at the very end of this Yardside Shir, the Rav speaks about our topic. Namely, that every Kriya HaTorah B'tzibur is in some sense a replication of Maamar Har Sinai. The Maamar Makomos that I have are a Ma'at Mizer of the many, many Maamar Makomos on this topic, but it would have been overwhelming and it would have taken us several hours. So I just culled the most essential ones. And the reason I started with the Zayar is because the Zayar, more than any other Makar, really centralizes this theme, makes it an essential theme for Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. And then the next most important Makar, or another equally important Makar, is Yerushalmi Megillah, which we are zeichet to have a Rishon be Mefaresh, because the Rif quotes the Yerushalmi verbatim, and the Ran explains the words of the Rif. So maybe we have the Pirush HaRan on this particular Yerushalmi. The Nusach, the Girsa of the Yerushalmi, was a point of contention in the time of the Raiviyah, and the very, very interesting Tshuvas on this topic, but I left them out completely. So I think if everybody's okay, we'll start here. Are we all right? Okay. So we'll begin. The Zoya that you have on page one of your first sheet, these sheets are four pages to a single sheet, total of eight pages, of course. Page one, and then on the other side, on the left side on the top, is page two. Then it goes down to page three on the bottom right, and page four on the bottom left. And so too, five, six, seven, and eight. The Zoya begins, Katsolik Sefer Torah L'Tamon. Kedain Bon Kol Amo L'Sadro Garmayu L'Sata. The image of Kabbalah Sator is already present in the word L'Sata, down below, because he's telling us that Klal Yisrael or Vayisyatsu B'Sachti Sahar, in the same way, when the Sefer Torah comes out, everybody has to settle themselves below. The emesa b'dechilu b'reses b'ziyad. This, by the way, could be a reference to the fact that the bima upon which the Sefer Torah was read was a raised platform. So, in effect, everybody is standing below that mountain. Ulechavon alibayu k'ma dahashta kaimin, as if they are standing right now al tura de Sinai lekabola l'raisa. So the Zohar says at front row center that the inyan of being mechavin themselves at Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur is precisely because they are recreating the experience of Kabbalah HaTorah B'Sinai. The Yoin Tzaisin, the Yarchun Udnayu, and they should listen carefully, V'les Rishu La'ama L'miftach Pumeyon. They cannot utter a single word. Afilu B'mili D'Araisa V'chol Shkein B'mila Achara Ela Kulu B'Emesa K'man D'les Le'Guma, as if they had no mouth at all. And of course, Commander Leslie Puma doesn't just mean that they're supposed to keep quiet. That's a redundancy. What he means, of course, is that they are speechless. You know, when we use the expression we are speechless, it means that something is overwhelming us. So that's already the reference of Be'emisa, Be'ema Be'ira Be'resis Be'zeya. Be'okmua Dechsiv Ukepischai Amdu Kola'am. Be'ozne Kola'am El Sefer HaTorah. The Zohar does something here. The Zohar is being mefaresh the point, the inyan of this pasuk in Nehemiah. In other words, one could have imagined that there's simply a halacha here that you're supposed to pay respect to the Torah by not doing anything else and by paying attention. You know, the word va'amdu kolam was also a point of machlokas, of discussion. What does amdu mean? Does amdu mean literally they stood up? What does Amdu mean? They stopped. They ceased to do whatever they were doing, and they paid attention to the Torah. And that's, of course, a question whether you can sit by Kriyas HaTorah, you have to stand by Kriyas HaTorah. Nara, nara, upashte. That might also have to do with whether Kriyas HaTorah is an inyan of learning, where maybe yeshiva is preferable, that was the sheet of the Gra, or whether Kriyas HaTorah is an inyan of Maimed Har Sinai, where Vayisyatzvu B'sachti Sahar, where they're standing. And Bechlal, respect is more often shown by standing than by sitting. And even when a Talmud sits in front of his Rebbe, before his Rebbe has to be Ba'im of Yira, you can't put your feet up on the desk, so to speak. But that whole posture of Amdu is a Shaila. Does it mean literally Amdu? Does it mean that they paid attention? But it could very well have been simply because we are learning Torah. Torah is very important. But the Zohar, by connecting that Pasuk to the experience of Maimed Har Sinai, the Zohar is saying that what's going on in every Kriya of Torah, Bitzibur, is this replication of Maimed Har Sinai, which requires total silence and absolute concentration. Now, I skipped a little bit in the Zohar, but the Zohar continues with another point. Until now, the Zohar was telling us that there is a chiyuv for everyone to pay absolute attention to the Kriya and not to be preoccupied even with other learning. Now that's Rav Sheshet, Ma'adar Apiv, and Koras, and all those sugyas. That's what the Zohar is alluding to, that you're supposed to pay absolute attention to the Torah. Now the Zohar is turning to another halacha. What's the second halacha? The second halacha is that only one person leans the Torah. Only one person is the one who is giving the Torah, ke'ilu. And then he says, "V'asir l'mikri b'sifra d'ayraisa bar chad v'l'chudoi," except for one. The kula tzaisin v'shoskin. Everybody listens and is silent. Begin the yishmu'un milin mipumei, so that everyone hears from his mouth. Ke'ilu kabilu lahi shaita mitura de sinai. Uman dekari v'ayraisa levichad koyim alei v'shosik. Whoever is reading the Torah, someone else should stand next to him and remain silent. The lo yishtama bar dibur chad b'l'chudoi v'lo train diburin. Lashon Kodesh Chad. The Chadhu V'loy Train Diburim. Whatever the remez in Kabbalistically, but the inyan here is that only one person speaks, and yet you have to have someone else standing there. What do you have to have the other person standing there for? If there's only one person speaking. So here you already have the reference to the concept of Sirsur, and why you have to have that there should be the Chazan, the Baal Koyre, the Chazan meaning what we call the Gabai. The Baal Koyre and the Shaliach Tzibur is often referred to as Shaliach Tzibur. This Baal Koyre that we call the Baal Koyre, or Baal Kriya to be precise, is often called, sometimes even Chazan, but very often Shaliach Tzibur. But we don't mean Shaliach Tzibur, the one who says the Tefillah of Chazaras HaShatz. We're talking about Kriya Satoira. But sometimes the Koyre is called the Shaliach Tzibur. And of course, since there was a shift from the time of Chazal until today, the shift meaning that the Oyla is not necessarily the Koyre. So there is already somebody there besides the Oyla who makes the brachos, who is Koyre the Torah. That leads to some confusion in the language. And if you peel away all that confusion, what remains, the bottom line is that there are three people standing there. There's a representation of the three elements of Kabbalah Satayra. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Klal Yisrael, and the Sirsur in between, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Oyle has someone miminoi and someone mismailoi. In some places you'll notice that they have four people there. It isn't necessary. All you need is that whoever is making the brachos should have someone miminoi and mismailoi. And he represents, there's a whole question who represents the Sirsur in the matzah that we have today. But we'll see about that. Meanwhile, you have to have one voice only. This is, of course, a very interesting question. If the Baal Koyre is laning, then according to the Zohar, what about the Oyle? So we know that the Oyle says Mila B'Mila together with the Chazan, with the Baal Koyre. The question is why? What is that necessary for? And that's a very complicated question, which is not our topic at all. But there are different opinions about how loud he can be, and most of it revolves around the issue of trei kol ulam mishtan. But according to the Zayar, it's not just a question of Treikali La Mishtami. There's this inyan that only one is giving the Torah. That's very critical. So you have to hear one voice. So the voice that you hear, of course, is the voice of the Baal Koreh. So what about the Oyla? So many hold that according to the Zayar, the Oyla does not say a single word. Others say that if he says it Balachash so that no one else hears, it's sufficient because the point is the same, that the Tzibur is only hearing the Baal Koreh. But certainly, if he says it loud enough that someone else can hear, then it's not just an issue, according to Zayah, of Trei Koli, but rather it is a question of, is it a replication of Maimed HaSinai? Is it the proper replication of Maimed HaSinai? And then the Zayah continues. He says, not only is it Chad V'loi Trein Diburin, but he says, V'i Trein Mishtakchen B'Sefer Torah Greyusa D'Rosa D'Mehem Nusa'il. He says, because this is the Raza de Naimnusa, the side of Amuna, and there's only one Noisen HaTaira. Ugreyusa de Yikra Dairaisa Ishtakach Besefer Torah. Uboyichad Kola, Mitargim Chad, the Raza Da Klipa Umaycha. Just that we're not going to go into, but the idea is that the text, the Lashon Kodesh of the Chumash, that the Baal Koreh is reading in the Sefer Torah, and the Mitargim are klipa umaycha, raza da alma dov, raza da alma da asi, right? Kula shoskin v'chad kari. Everybody remain, getting back to the point, everyone remains silent and one lanes. Yichsiv, v'daber elikim es kol hadvorim ha'ela leymar, ihu le'ela v'chol ama l'sata. Yichsiv, v'yisyatzfu v'sachti sahar. So you have this representation of Klal Yisrael listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is giving the Torah from above, they are standing below. Every Kriya Satorah has to duplicate that. So there's only one voice. And Targum is, of course, not a steerer to that. That's what he was trying to say in between. And then he says, Uksivu Moshe Allah Elo Elohim. Vahu Dekari Bai Raisa, Yeshavi Libe Uruusei Le'inun Milin. He has to concentrate totally and absolutely to those words that he is laning. He is the shaliach of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the arrangement and the presentation of these words, lemishma l'chol amah, to give it over to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Ihu koyim kedugma ilah, begin kach, man desolik lemikri be'araisa, yisader inun milin bekadmisa bebeisei. He says that the precision with which you have to be absolutely confident, he says, the precision with which the Baal Koreh has to lane is not merely because the halacha says that you have to lane what it's written in the Torah. The Rav, if you'll pardon, just to take a quick look at here, look at the bottom of Reish Yud Aleph. See, the page numbers are on the bottom of each section. The bottom of Reish Yud Aleph, if you can read it. He says that kama inyonim are relevant to this point of Kabbalah Satorah Misinai. And Gimel, about five lines from the bottom, or six lines from the bottom, toz bedvarim she'enam mishanim esa inyon. What happens if the Baal Koreh makes a toz? Everybody knows that sometimes it's goyerim boy, sometimes you make him be choyzer. What is the halacha if it's not Mishana de Inyan? So most of us say, if it's not Mishana de Inyan, he does not have to be Chozer. So he quotes the Rambah, Kuf Membeis Sif Aleph, Pasak Shemachzirin es HaKoreh Dafka B'Shinui Shemishtana Al Yedei Zeh HaInyan. And that's how most paskin. V'me'ein Divrei Yerushalmi L'gabi Megillah, Tani Ein Medaktikim B'to Yoser, B'Yitzu Barabba B'Matzev Rav Chananel Havin Yisivin Komerav, Chad Oma Yehudim, Chad Oma Yehudiyim, V'loi Chaza Chad Minhom. So what's the point? That there is no difference substantively between Yehudim. Assuming that there's no difference substantively between Yehudim and Yehudiyim, some want to say that there is, because Yehudim means Jews and Yehudim means people who are like Jews. They are Jewish, Yehudiyim. But in any case, it says in the Yerushalmi that there's no difference. V'loi Chaza Chad Minhom, that's how the Rambam understood the Yerushalmi. This is a very well-known sheet of risk that according to the Rambam, you chazer over even on the trump if a person made a mistake. It'd be very long laning in many shuls. ובעצמי שמעתם פני אדוני וזיקני רב חיים זל, שכך מדויק מלשוני, the top of ratio base now, שחוזר אפילו על התאומים, שכן קוסה דרמה פסקנס ונגיע הלוך וסקריע סתר ונכון תפיל לפרק יד בייס, הלוך עבוד, קורא ותואר אפילו בדיקדוק או סחס מחסיר ונויסה עד שיקראנו בדיקדוק. Right, so he says, דובר זה תולוי דרוב הסיינג, משתי בחינס אנו מדגישים. אם היקרא קיום הוא תלמוד תורה, אם כן הכל תולוי בעניין הדברים בתוכנן, depends what you understand. If there's no change in your comprehension, the Talmud Torah is achieved. לכן אין מחזיר נויסה על שינוי כלשהו. אבל אם ההבט העיקרי הוא שמיע דבר השם, שגיאה כלשהי פייסלת הסקריה שצריכה להיות קצורסה. I just want to be moisif that even if it is an inyan of limud ha-Torah, it's quite possible that kriyas ha-Torah b'tzibur as limud ha-Torah requires a certain diktuk that's different than regular limud ha-Torah. Limud ha-Torah, if it's Torah shebal peh, it's sufficient to convey an idea. And even when we are learning Torah Shebichsav as a limud of Havana, what we're really doing is Torah Shebal Peh. It's the Havana that we have in Torah Shebichsav is Torah Shebal Peh. That's why if you read the Ramban, he'll tell you that this is the Pshat of the Pasuk. And if you read Rashi or the Evan Ezra, he'll tell you that this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. And all of those Pshatim are in Torah Shebichsav. But the Pshatim in Torah Shebichsav that they give are Torah Shebal Peh. And so on. When a person learns the Torah B'tzibur, he has to teach Torah Shebichsav. Now, how do you teach Torah Shebichsav? So there's a Masorah of how to read Torah Shebichsav. That's the concept of Masorah in the Kriya. That you are engaging the Torah Shebichsav. It's not pshat that you're picking one way of learning the Torah and there's a Masorah of what that way should be. And that's also Torah Shebal Peh. So for example, everybody knows that the Baalei HaTa'amim are being mefarish the Psukim. And many, many times the Rav, when he gave Shir, used to tell us to be medayik in the trap to see what that means in the understanding of the Pasuk. And very often you'll find a Mercha Tipcha where you expect it to be otherwise, and sometimes you have a Dargah Svir where you'd expect to be otherwise, and so on and so forth. And that teaches me how to read the Pasuk. And that's one way of learning the Pasuk. So you can look at the Baal HaTamim as exactly that, as a Torah Shebal Peh form. Targum also is the same. The Targum can be looked at as one format of Torah Shebal Peh, and there are many, many others. Shivim Panim LaTorah, Pirish Drash Rambis inside, and so on and so forth. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where apparently there was a rav, there was a rabbi, I guess you better call him a rabbi, who would offer his interpretations in the middle of the aliyas. He would stop and he would give his interpretations, and they asked Rav Moshe if this is appropriate or not. So the Rav Moshe says it's definitely not appropriate, and the reason it's not appropriate is because you're not allowed to interrupt the Kriya Satira. And there was such a thing called Targum. So he says, the Targum, he asked the question, if the Targum befell by the wayside because nobody understood the Targum anyhow, why didn't they substitute that with the Rav's getting up and explaining the Psukim in whatever language it was that they were familiar with? And then you'd have a substitute for the Targum, and Olam Kimin Hagei Noyeg. Why did they put the whole thing to rest? The other point that he makes is that you cannot have an alternative shot which is subject to Machloikas or to... He says, even though Rashi, it might be a substitute for Targum in Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, but nevertheless in Kriya Satoira, Rashi cannot substitute for Targum. So again, I think that what the pshat here is that it's not sufficient to have a Torah Shebal Peh rendering of Torah Shebichsav, no matter how specific or precise that rendering is. The way we lane with the Trop and with the Targum, when there was Targum, is because that's what Chazal understood to be the closest replication of Torah Shebichsav and its Pirush. So the Targum is Torah Shebal Peh. There's less man depolik. That's what Targum is. But again, it's the specific Pirush of that Torah Shebichsav that we are reproducing. If that's the case, even if it's Limud HaTorah, it could be that the Rambam would say that if you have to be medactic in every oz and every tam for that reason alone. But in any case, I can't dwell on this now because we'll be bogged down and we don't have the time for it. But Lemaisa, the Zoyar's understanding of this very point is not merely in the chashivus of the Torah that you're giving over, and that you have to be precise because it's a very serious thing and you don't want to be mezayif the Torah. That might also depend. Are you being medakdek and enough to keep the pshat going? Or do you have to be medakdek even more? It's mashma from the Zoyar that the diktuk, as the Rav wants to be medayik in the Rambam, has to be extreme. You have to have a perfect rendering, whatever the maser is of that rendering. Why? Because again, you are standing there ki'ilu kivayochol in place of the Ribbono Shel Olam giving the Torah at Har Sinai, and you have to give that Torah. The kriya has to reflect the v'zois ha'Torah asher samayishu b'fnei bnei Yisrael. Then the Zoyar continues and finishes. What I wanted to to read the ha'iyu koyim kedugma ilah begin kach man the soluk lemikva raisi yisader in a milim the kadmisa b'veisei. The Elav, and if he doesn't have the opportunity to do so, lo yikri ba'araisa. Minolon me'ahu dibur. Ad lo yishma araisa la'amo kadisha. Yeah, so he says, maksiv, ozro avayisapra, hechino v'gam chokra. It's from the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to replicate that, so it requires hechino v'gam chokra. U'l'basar v'yoyma lo'odam hen yiras Hashem yichachma. So I quote the pasuk in Eiv saying that, in other words, if you want to give over the Yiras Hashem Hi Chochma, it has to be Ra and Isapra and Chokra and all the things that are necessary to get it precise. Let's recapitulate. What aspects of Kriyas HaTorah has the Zohar suggested is Maimed Har Sinai? So first of all, this idea that the Baal Kori is above and the Klal Yisrael is below, It's not crystal clear, but it seems to me from several points in this Zohar that he's making that statement, that that's part of the replication of Maimed Har Sinai by Yisyatzu Desachdis Ahar Umoisha Ola El Elikim. Secondly, even though he doesn't mention the word Sirsur and he doesn't emphasize and dwell upon it, there seems to be someone that has to be standing next to the person who's reading the Torah. Third, the person who is reading the Torah has to prepare thoroughly, and he cannot lay in unless he has made that preparation. And fourth, and most important, which is really the main point that the Zohar makes at the beginning, everybody has to stop whatever they're doing and pay absolute attention, and that is part of the inyan of the Pasuk in Nehemiah implies that point as well, that it's like Kabbalah Satayah. Fischei amdu kol ha'am, v'oznei kol ha'am el sefer ha'tayah. And that is because it is so that's the first point. Are there any other inyonim in Chazal that reflect this idea that it's Maimed Har Sinai? So the answer is there are, and most of them are in the Yerushalmi in the Gila, which you have right here. Yerushalmi Perek Dalit. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Oal Knishta Chad Bar Nash Koyim Mitargem Somek Lamuda. This is a new halacha that's not mentioned in the Zohar. Someone leaned on the Omud while he was being Mitargem, and he said, no, you have to stand at attention, you cannot lean. Because leaning is a posture of disrespect. But it's not merely because of Kavod HaTorah. You could say, well, okay, it's Kavod HaTorah. Or Kavod HaTzibur. There are halachas that have to do with Kavod HaTzibur also. No, this is because it's Kinesinasa. It has to be Be'ema B'yira. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok Oal Knishta, he came to Beis HaKnesses, Chad Bar Nash Koyim Mitargim, Somek La'amuda, he leaned on the Omer, Amalei Osoloch, Kishem Shenitna Be'ema B'yira, Kachonu Tzrichim Linhoig Ba Be'ema B'yira. The truth is that you'll notice that at this point, at least, you have not yet heard the concept of Maimed Har Sinai. And if a person wants to, he can say that this is not a raya at all. Why? because you have this notion of Ba'ema B'yira B'resis of Bezia in the Gemara Chaf Aleph and Brachas and so on, the Baal Keri, and particularly because Keri is a simon for laxity and loose morals, a lack of proper sincerity and seriousness. So there's a problem because it has to be Ba'ema B'yira B'resis of Bezia. So the whole idea of learning Torah, even B'yochid, requires Ba'ema B'yira B'resis of Bezia. And there are kama v'kama makoris to that. So the fact that the Yerushalmi says here that he should not be Seinuch Ba'amuda because just like it was given Ba'ema, is not yet proof that the replication of Maimed Har Sinai has to be in Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. It could be that certain aspects of Nesina Satira have to be there even when the Yochid learns B'chadri Chador. But the next piece, which is a continuation of this very same Yerushalmi, Reb Chagi Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak O'al Liknishta, again he came to a Beis HaKnesses, O'al Liknishta Choma Chuna Koim Netargeim V'loi Mekim Barnash Tachtoi. He saw someone getting up and being Metargeim. Again, once again, he's a Metargeim, but he does not have anyone standing next to him. Amalei Osiloch, Keshem Shenitna Al Yedei Sirchsur, Kach Onu Tzvichim Linhoigva Al Yedei Sirchsur. This is crystal clear, has nothing to do with learning Torah B'Yachidus. Nobody ever suggested that everyone should have somebody standing next to him when he's learning Torah in his house or in the Beis Medrash, because the Torah was given Al Yedei Sirchsur. Clearly, this Chazal is telling us a Yesod. What's the Yesod? That whenever a person is listening to Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, he is present at a Maimed Har Sinai event. And the Maimed Har Sinai was given Al Yedei Sirsur that has to be replicated B'Derech Moshel, B'Dugma, in the individuals who are standing. And apparently it applies even to the Metargim, which is very fascinating. Yeah. All Rabbi Yehuda B'Pazi V'Avda She'ela, you'll see soon in the Ran, we'll read the Ran inside, but Barpazi, Rabbi Yehuda Barpazi asked this question, do you need it or don't you need it? No, he didn't just say it's also. What's the makar? So he says, the makar is, Anoichi Oimeid Bein Hashem U'Bein Eichem Ba'eis Ahi L'Hagid L'Chem Ezra Hashem. You see clearly that it's talking about Maimed Har Sinai. Rab Chagi Omer Rab Shmuel Bar Rab Yitzchak Or L'Knishta Chomo Chad Sofer Mushat Targuma Min Goy Sifra Omer Le Osiloch Dvorim Shenemru B'Peh B'Peh U'Dvorim Shenemru B'Ksav B'Ksav. Here you have a very interesting question. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Samach that everybody knows, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokim, Dvarim Shebechsav Yatorah Shoyim Le'Omer Malpeh, and vice versa, that is not necessarily Aloha in Maimed Har Sinai and in the replication of that experience. The question is what's going on over here. So you could learn that this simply was a coincidence. And because it's a coincidence, the Gemara mentions it, because again, he said Osiloch, and he gave the reason. So that's the common denominator. But it's lav dafka that it has anything to do with Maimed Har Sinai. It's simply halacha that you cannot be mitargim mitoych haSefer. And dvarim shenemru b'peh b'peh, and dvarim shenemru b'ksav b'ksav. However, it is possible that it is bedafka b'negei akriyas haTorah b'tzibur, and that there's a special halacha of dvarim shebiksav b'ksav, because we do not want to conflate Torah Shebaal Peh and the Pirush that was given at Har Sinai with the Cheftza of Torah that was given at Har Sinai of Torah Shebechsav. We don't want to confuse and bind them together. So therefore, there's a special inyan above and beyond any other consideration. Ki al pi advar ma'ela karatit chabris, ksav l'cha es advar ma'ela ki al pi advar ma'ela. There's a special nekuda here that is a chiyuv of dorm shebeksav beksav and shebaal peh, that never the twain shall meet. That you have this separation that makes crystal clear what is beksav and what is baal peh in the matan Torah shebay. Let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran is on page 2, on the left side, on the top. Rishami Reb Shmuel. He was leaning on the Amud while he was being Metargim. Because when somebody's leaning against something, it's a sign of disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
So he learns that there has to be a separate kaire and a separate metarge. Not that some idle person should be simply standing next to him, but that the kaire cannot be himself the metarge. And the reason is because Torah was given al yedei sirsa. Very interesting. Al Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi va'avde she'ela, oim Rabbi Derech she'elu tshuva poshut leim mitachsiv, anoichi oimid ben Hashem u'beinechem b'yisahi, she'akadosh baruch hu oyim oimer le'moshe, Moshe metargem u'mefarish la'om. So the Ran binds these two ideas together, that the concept of sirsur, according to the Ran, is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely told it to Moshe, and then Moshe told it to Bnei Yisrael, but that Rosh gives it plus its targum to Bnei Yisrael. So the sirsur concept, according to the Ran, is a Torah Sheba Alper idea, that the Torah Sheba Ksav now is encountering its Torah Sheba Alper through the sirsurus of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's the Ran. It isn't necessarily that everyone has that same opinion about this Yerushalmi. Chomachad Sefer Musha Taguma Migoy Sifra Shehoya HaTargum Kosuv B'Sefer V'hoya HaMetargim Koryu HaTargum B'Oisei Sefer Amalei Osoloch Dvorim Shenemru B'Peh B'Peh Shenemru B'Ksav B'Ksav Ha'osam B'Perek HaNizokim. See right away he quotes the Gemara in Gittin. Ya'afinun Lombi B'Ksiv Ka'alpi HaDvorim Ha'elo Karati T'Chobris V'es Yisrael Dvorim Shebal Peh Yata Rashoy La'omram B'Ksav. Would the Kavos say Dvarim shebiksav, yata rashay lomer malpeh, elo kol echot bo isa inyon shenam ruven nitnu. Biksav, biksav, and balpeh, balpeh. Time of the milsa, mishum de dvarim shebiksav, ika mili tuva, de midrashim mitoy haksav, gagon chaseros, the yiseros, ukriva like siv, with the kava sayyid. The amrit lu alpeh, batsri luhu. This is the same point, by the way, that the Torah was translated into Greek, and says the oilam was chayshach for 3 days, and the reason is because you turn Torah Shebichsav into a sliver of Torah Shebaalpeh. Because whatever it is in the Greek, and no matter how accurate the Greek might be, even if it is accurate, it is only a specific aspect of the Torah Shebichsav, and you can no longer darshan the tagin and the oisiyos and the spaces and the so on and so forth. There's nothing, you know, you can do with those words except as a targum, which means Torah Shebaalpeh. So in effect, you turn the Torah Shebichsav into a Torah Shebaalpeh. And that is a very big chiddush. It's a chiddush nifla that somehow the Greek rendering of the Sefer Torah was permitted to be used in Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. And to my mind, Ani Akotin, I've never seen this anywhere, but anyone who holds that opinion would probably not hold that this is mamish a replication of Maimed Har Sinai. If it's a replication of Maimed Har Sinai, it's impossible to imagine that you could read it in the Greek. Not because of Greek. It's not Greek. Greek is the best of all the languages. It's simply that it's another rendition of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Where is your Torah Shebichsav? But in any case, that's what the Ran says here, that the reason for Torah Shebichsav, Bichsav, is because otherwise you're missing out on all these details from which you can derive. But like Siv, he says that there's a reason behind Dvarim Shebaal Peh has to be the Dafka Al Peh. Meila Dvarim Shebichsav, you're losing out on all that Shebichsav if you say it Baal Peh. But what are you losing out if you take the Dvarim Shebaal Peh and you write them down? They still remain Dvarim Shebaal Peh in quotation marks. It's still the Svara is written. I mean, the truth of the matter is that's what we have in our Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, Sifri Sifra, Mechilta, and so on and so forth. So that's Eis Lasa Slashem, Eferet Torah Secha. What's the problem? So the Ran explains what the problem is. The Ran says that the problem is that you don't have you don't feel that you need a living Rebbe. And because you don't feel that you need a living Rebbe, you do not necessarily concentrate on the Pirush. And that's the plus. That it's if it has to be Baal Peh, you need a Malami. And that's the plus. Means at that time, in the time of the early Chazal, the Kitzur, according to this last piece of the Ran, You could very well say that, as I told you earlier, that this last point that's made in the Yerushalmi v'nageya, the Targum being written, and that was Asulah, is not necessarily mitzad, that it has something to do with Kabbalah Satorah, that Kriya Satorah is Me'ein Kabbalah Satorah b'Sinai, but simply it's another point about all Limud HaTorah, that Birsav has to be Birsav, and Baal Peh has to be Baal Peh. Okay. How many halachas were added to what we said before? So first of all, that he cannot lean on the Amud, and what goes, of course, for the Metargim goes doubly so for the Baal Kore himself. So when the Baal Kore is, a lot of times you have the Sefer Torah on an angle or whatever it is, and especially the upper portions, and he has to lean on the table to see it more clearly. It's not supposed to lean on the table, on the Shulchan. Amongst the Sfaradim, they lift up the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is vertical in those cases, so you can read from top to bottom, but when the Sefer Torah is lying on the table, sometimes he leans over to be able to read it more properly, so he has to be careful about that. And then, of course, the halacha is that the Metargen cannot be the same person as the Kore. You cannot be Kore and then be Metargen. And the next halacha is that, well, might be that Devarim Shebichsav, Devarim Shebaal Peh, Yator Asher Lomim Bichsav, has a special inyan and a special halacha b'nageya Kriyas HaTorah above and beyond the Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Samach. Okay. Now, the Rambam is very enigmatic. Why is the Rambam enigmatic? Because the Rambam brings a halacha that's based on this Yerushalmi, but he does not spell out the inyan and its purpose at all. Does not mention in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah anything that would suggest that he understood or recognized that Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur is a replication of Maimed Har Sinai. Let's take a look at the Lashon HaRambam, which is the only part of the Rambam that has even any relevance to our Shiur. Rambam in Tefillin Nesias Kapayim Yudbei Zayin. It's in the middle of page 3. Sheet 1, page 3. So the Rambam says that there has to be somebody standing there. But it doesn't say why. He doesn't explain what the point of it is at all. In the Agos Maimonides already, Yerushalmi, Kishem Shenitna Al Yidei Sirsur, Dichsiv, Anoichi Oimid Ben Hashem Upeinechem. And the same thing is true in the Kesef Mishnah, Yerushalmi, Kosvei Harif, right? Perek HaKorei Oimid, Rabbi Shmuel Ba Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, Oal Bei Knishta, Vechulu Vechulu. And the same thing to Shulchan Aruch, Im Shalich Tzibur, Roitzel Levorach La'atzmoi Vulikreis, Tzorach Sheyamoid Acher Etzloi, Shekishem Shenitna Torah Al Yidei Sirsur, Kach onu tzrichim linoigba al yedei tzirsur. The big yesod that we learned from the Rambam and from the Shulchan Aruch is this. Whereas we might have thought that the point of having another person is dafka echad kairi ve'echad metargen, but if there's only a kairi because the targum is not in the picture anymore, then mehecha teisa that suddenly some person should be standing there, you should forgive me like a golem. What's the point of having that? Kamash malon, that it's not so. That is a chiyuv to have somebody. That's what I told you, that you have one person, limina l'smailoi, and that represents, as we see, take a look in the Lashon in the Mishnah Brura, Tes Zayin in page 4. You see the Mishnah Brura, it's the second line on page 4. Linoit bo al yedei sirsur, noyagin shahagabai, oy hakoina hamitzvois, Oimed Eitzel Sefer Torah, Bezenikros Gan, Kedei Sheyi Yagimu, Hainu, this is all from the Levush, this whole explanation which captures the thing perfectly for us, that we don't have a Metargim and we don't know what they're referring to when they say Shlach Tzibur and Chazam and so on, the Levush spells it out very clearly. Kedei Sheyi Yagimu, Hainu, Shazgan Hu Kivayochu B'mokam Hashem Yizborach. There's a big Arichus subsequently. Anybody interested in the Gabos, so you should know that you have here a very unusual statement, that of all the people in the shul, including the Rav, the Gabbai is the only one that's been called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's good for the Gabbai to know, and it's good for the Rav also sometimes to know. But the Gabbai, sometimes the Rav forgets that he's not been called HaKadosh Baruch Hu necessarily. Maybe not even been called Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Indian of Ayisyatsu Besachtis Ahor, this Aloha Pufaket, that you're not allowed to be a Paiseyal Rashi Am Kodesh. So you're not Bim Kaim HaKodesh Baruch. And also the Din of Chuas Barov Yoetz applies to a Rav also. He's not, just because he has an idea, that becomes suddenly Tyrus Lokshin, as they say. But in any case, what about this Sgan, the Gabbai? So here it says in the Levush that the Gabbai Ki'ilu Kivayochov is as if the Ribbono Shel'olam is standing there giving the Torah. In a piece that I did not quote, so I wanted to be Mitzamtzim, the Makoros, right after that he brings from the Befraim Zalman Margolius, from the Shire Ephraim, his Sefer on Kriya Satorah, that the union of a Gabbai is very, very choshev, and even if the Gabbai gets insulted by somebody, he shouldn't take it too seriously, a chas v'sholem, that he should leave the bima, because if the person is not beseder, why does he take it out on the Torah and on the Ribbono Shel Olam? The whole shtickel arichus over here, it's really a very beautiful piece. You should take a look at it. It's not the same Mishnah Berurah, but I truncated the Mishnah Berurah to what you have here. So he says the Levush that the Gabbai Shahazgan who Kaviyochol Ben Koyim Hashem Yisborach Shu Metzava Likrois L'chol Mishu Yirtzeh V'Koyri Hu Hasir Sur B'Mokam Moshe. So V'Ha'oyla Hu HaMekabel B'Mokam Kol Yisrael. Very remarkable thing. Ubishlichusam. Now, what is Bishlichusam exactly is also very fascinating, because it opens up a whole issue. Namely, what is the role of the Tzibur exactly in relationship to the Oyla? It's a very, very fascinating topic which requires several Shirim in their own right. There's a huge amount of Torah. But that's what he says here. His Makabu B'Mokim Kol Yisrael Ubishlichusam. And very, very interesting. What does it have to do with the others? You know, also the aliyahs have to do with the others and kind of the Israel, all kinds of inyonim here. But he says Keneged Ha'avos, but what we have here is that because it's Maimed HaSinai, and it is the replication of the Sirsur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is represented, Klal Yisrael is represented, and Moshe Rabbeinu in between is represented. Who represents Klal Yisrael? The Oyla. Who represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gabbai. Who represents Moshe Rabbeinu? The one who's actually reading the Torah, the Baal Kairi. Okay. In the So that's another halacha. And one more halacha I wanted to tell you, but in the Rambam you see you don't have this makor that spells out that it's an inyan of Kabbalah Satorah, and therefore it has to be Al Yidei Sirsur, but the makor for it happens to be this Yerushalmi. There is no other makor for it. And therefore it's mashma that is the opinion of the Rambam, but it's strange that the Rambam should not mention it to Tevish.
What if the
the Ola himself, there should be, the Paiskim say that there should be another person there. There should be a third person on the other side.
Isn't it strange that the other situation is the image of...
Because they already worked out, because it's already past the point where the Ola simply doesn't know. And they already, by that time, in the 1600s, they already established that that's the matzah, that there's always going to be a Baal Kore.
Before it should have been a Baal Kore.
Then there had to be somebody else there, correct. Absolutely. That would be the idea. Yeah.
Zohar says that it's the Baal Kori was in place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not the Gabbai.
Yeah, the truth is, I'm not sure that I want to go into that. In this whole idea of Sir Surus, you know, the idea of having a Sir Sur, who is who is a topic, you know, it's something to discuss. But you see one way or the other one thing, that Kriya Satoira has to do with Maimed HaSinai. Yeah, what each person's role is a parashat of Ne'atma, really is. It's something that really deserves discussion. In the Sefer HaManik that you have on the bottom of page 4, you have another nekuda, another halach, another aspect of this idea of Kabbalah Satorah and how it affects Kriya Satorah B'Tzibur. What other inyan? So he says, Minuk Sfarat, The Sefer HaManik says Minuk Svarad. By the way, he's sometimes called the Ra'avon HaYarchi. There's not the Ra'avon, but his first name is Aleph Eznun, like you see in the end, Evan HaYarchi. So this Sefer HaManik writes Minuk Svarad Shemavarech V'Korei V'Toyra Noitla B'Yodav U'Becheikai. You know, when we lain, so there's an inyan of taking the Atzei Chaim and lifting it up when you make the bracha. Certainly you hold on to the Atzei Chaim, but some people even actually lift it up. So what lies in that minhag? So it comes from a minhag kodum that they actually took the Sefer Torah in hand. They held the Sefer Torah. When he makes the bracha and he lains, he actually held the Sefer Torah. We put it down, or we lie it down on the shulchan. But nevertheless, the Oyla and the Balkore hold on to the Atzei Chaim. So this comes from this minhag, the Yeshli Smach Kedisa B'Sukkah. And he has an inverted raya from the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph on the Beis, which everybody knows. Kachoyim in Hogam Shal Anshi Yushalayim. Adam Yotzim Ibeisoi Lulavoi Biyodai. Koyer Kriyashma Umispalo Vululavoi Biyodai. Even by Tefillah, which proves that holding the Lulav has to do with Tefillah also, because otherwise it's Goyrim Hesach Hadas. Why should it be not allowed to hold anything in your hand? But the Siddur you're allowed to hold, because it has to do with Tefillah. So apparently Lulav has to do with Tefillah as well. That's just the Maimah HaMuzga, Derech Agav. What happens if he's laning the tzibur, or he's noises kapo? Manichoy al gabi karka lo madnu. Shetzarech litol hasefer biyodoy beis hakriya ke ilu kibla mehar sinai. Shenemar bayoyim hazeh bo midbar sinai. V'hamru biyushalmi bayoyim hazeh bo midbar sinai al yehud divrei Torah beinecha kefruz dugma yushana shakol doshim ba el kefruz dugma chadosha shenagu lira'oisa. So in other words, Now he combined two separate inyan. What do I mean? This concept of v'chol yoyim yiyu beinecha kachadoshim applies to all limud haTorah, and Chazal bring it in various medrashim b'nageya to Kriya Shema, that the Kriya Shema has to be fresh, and we say v'keraf tonu malkenu, and that's one of the makaris for zechiras mayim and harsinai and so on. It isn't dafka to Kriya Satorah b'tzibu. But he says that when you lay in Bitsibur, you have to lift up the Sefer Torah, keilu, to say this is the very Torah that was given at Har Sinai. And that apparently is part of the idea of Maimed Har Sinai. I wanted to suggest, based on these Mekoros, and this Sefer HaManik in particular, that there are two very separate inyonim in this notion that it's like Har Sinai, that you have to replicate Maimed Har Sinai. One of them is simply that it's anoichi mitzavcha hayam. In other words, when you lay in the Torah, it is as fresh and as new as the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. By replicating the Maimed HaSinai, we are merely showing that this is not an ancient document that's old and full of holes. It is as fresh and as new and as relevant as Kinisinasa. And you find that expression kinesinosa a number of times in Chazal, Gabi various halachos, mitilosa, kinesinosa, and so on. The idea here is not so much that you have to replicate Maimon HaSinai, as much as by that replication you have the first and initial moment of Torah for Klal Yisrael. So you can't go further back than that. So Memela, when you're going to that first moment of Kabbalah Satorah, and the imagery behind it is all these pratim, so you are guaranteed that you will relate to the Torah in the immediacy of Maimed Har Sinai's first initial relationship, as opposed to something that's old and ancient and full of dust. Smeichim, right, exactly. You find a number of times in Chazal that when somebody said a shir and the things were smeichim and meirim, exactly. There's a certain notion that Torah, when it's given over, even many, many, many centuries later, thousands and millennia later, thousands of years later, you have a freshness and an excitement, mamish kinesinos. Every time you have something fresh and new, it's exciting, and then afterwards it wears off, whether it's your coat or whether it's the Torah. So the idea by the Torah is that it has to be ke'ilu, it was nitna hayoy. But that asher anoichi mitzavcha yoyim beloi kediutagma yishana or kaprustagma, these are all Greek words which more or less, you know, documents, tzivuyim, legal codes, They are not ancient legal codes. They are as relevant and as fresh as if they were given today. That's one. But there's another bechina that the Maimed Har Sinai is actually replicated uniquely in Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. In other words, there is a nekuda that applies just as well to the yachid. But they made a takon, and part some of those halachas do apply, in fact, to yachid, such as we said by Baal Keri, the Gemara, and Brachas. But there, and Varm Smecha Meirim is also a person, Mechadish Torah, could also be Smecha Meirim, even if he's talking to his Chavrusa. But there's another aspect of Kriyas HaTorah which does not share, is not shared by Limud HaTorah B'Yochid at all. And that's because Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur is actually meant to replicate a Maimed Har Sinai. Every Kriyas HaTorah in every Tzibur of Asara, which represents Klal Yisrael, is a giving of the Torah again to Klal Yisrael. What is the relevance of this? The relevance of this is not only in the sense of Chidush and Hischadshus. It goes back to the idea of Pentishkach Hesadvorim Asher Ro Einecho Pen Yasuru Milvavcha. The recreation of Maimed HaSinai is a recreation of many of the aspects of Maimed HaSinai itself. Namely, the unique relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to human beings and spoke to Klal Yisrael, and it is a reformulation or a concretization in imagery every time, Mondays to Thursdays, Mincha, Shabbos, Shabbos itself, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, doesn't matter. Every time you lay in the Torah B'tzibur, you have a Chazor Ashir, which confirms Pentishkach es advarim asher ro'u einecha u'pen yasuru muvavcha. You know, I once was discussing with the Rav was talking about this inyan of Torah being given b'tzina, chamuki reichayich, and so on, and that the Luchos Shniyos, Rashi says, right? Luchos HaRishon is, why, what does it say in the Pasuk, v'ish lo yale imach? So the answer is, says Rashi, based on Chazal, Luchos HaRishon is were given b'koilos or b'chuois, with great pomp and ceremony, with the whole Klal Yisrael there, and with the Eish, Gedoyla, and the Kol Gadol v'lo Yosef. And look what happened, they were broken. Sholto Bahen, Ayin Hara. And Rashi ends, Ein Lucha Yofe, Min HaTznius. So the Tznius of the Lucha Shniyos is Ish Lo Ya'ale Imach V'Gamish Al Yeira B'chol Ohar. So the question, of course, is obvious. If Ein Lucha Yofe Min HaTznius, why wasn't that the Mutzkel Rishon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let it be that way. So, the Rav said, Minayu Bey, that since it says Hashem mi Sinai bo v'zorach mi seyo lomo yafim ha'arpar v'otzim rivavais kodesh mi mino yesh doz lomo, the Ibn Shalom was mechazer on all of Klal Yisrael, on all of the Umas Ha'ilam, so that they should be mekabel the Torah. The only way that that could be is if it's done befundi with the kol rash gadol and everybody, you know, the whole, you know, the whole world shakes you know, this very beautiful bris gerav, the whole world is shaking and Klal Yisrael just listening calmly to the Ibn Shalom speaking to them. But in any case, that's why you needed the Befahesya. Unfortunately, there was a consequence that was very unpleasant, and since that was already offered to the Goyim and they didn't accept it, so the second time around there's no need to make it Befahesya again, because Ein Lucha Yofim in Atznius. I suggested to the Rav at the time, and he said it was a very good pshat, that the reason that it had to be Befahesya is something else. You have on the second sheet the very famous Rambam. And interestingly enough, even though the Ramban considers this a mitzvah loisa say that the Rambam left out, and in that the Ramban is mechulik with the Rambam, but b'nogeya, the reason for the mitzvah, the Ramban relies very heavily on the Rambam, and you say the Torah Perek Ches. The Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu lo haminu boi mipnei oisa sha'asa, because anybody that does oisa is a moifsim, no matter what they are, including even by Kinim, Etzpah, Lekim, He, that Chatum and Mitzrayim weren't able to do, but maybe somebody else can do it. So anything that's done, the Kishuv, is an Amunah Sheyesh Boi Doifi. The Rambam's use of the word Doifi here means doubt. It's something that's not absolutely concrete. You cannot rely on it 1,000%. The Rambam says that is the Pshat of the Pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe at the snare, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, they won't believe me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Zelcha oizki anoichi shlachicha b'yitziacha es ha'ami Mitzrayim tavdun es elokim al ha'har hazeh. And everybody, of course, asks the question, how can you give an oiz to people that is going to happen in the future? If they believe you about that, then they might as well believe you now. You can't imagine a stockbroker says, I promise you this stock is going to make you a fortune. And v'haraya, that if you invest with me now, and again, 6 months from now, then you'll make a lot of money. Of course, it's a meaningless statement. If he has a track record from yesterday, it's something else. But to promise something on the basis of a future promise, it's absurd. So what is that Kodesh Baruch Hu saying? They should believe you, because in Har Sinai they'll believe you. So they'll believe you now. So the Rambam turns it all around. He says, Enochanan, it's exactly what that Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying. They won't believe you now. Because whatever you do, it won't be good enough. And there's nothing you can do right now that'll be good enough. So therefore, for real emunah, temporarily, for temporizing, you can do whatever you want. I'll give you all kinds of things to do. But if you want to know, you ask me about emunah, I'm telling you there's not going to be an emunah shleima, an emunah she'ein ba daifi, until Maimon Hasina. What's happening? That's what about siyach ha'sa, the zelach ha'ais. If you want, there's only one ice. There's only one ice that'll do the trick, that'll clinch it. Then you'll have that ois. Until then, it's only temporary. Even Vayaminu Bashem Ubamosha Abdoi, according to the Rambam, is temporary. Because even Masharasa Shivcha Layam, it's not enough. So, what is enough? What is enough is that Kodesh Baruch Hu calls out to Moshe, 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 Alei Elayar. Here, by the way, is very interesting. The Rambam and the Ramban, I think, part company slightly. I'm not 100% confident about what I'm about to say, but I have this hergesh. The Rambam's twice in Perek Ches, you can check it out by looking at the Makaris later, twice he says, Ba'azneinu shamanu be'eneinu ra'inu. The first time he says, Me'eneinu ra'inu lo'izor, ba'azneinu shamanu lo'acher. Second time he just says, Ba'azneinu shamanu be'eneinu ra'inu. In other words, the Rambam implies that we were all there. According to the Ramban, and that may be, by the way, the explanation for the difference in the, whether he counts it as a mitzvah or not, although the Megillas Esther says that there's another explanation for the Rambam's not counting it because it's an overarching thing that embraces Kol HaTorah Kula. It's like the many psukim that say, keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah, that the Rambam doesn't consider to be a separate mitzvah saseh, so he doesn't consider this a separate mitzvah saseh either, or mitzvah loy saseh either. But there could be another reason for it. It could be that the Hisham L'cho Shmon Afshecha Pen Tishkach is simply impossible according to the Rambam. What I mean to say, so then what is possible? What is possible is that you can never forget Maimon HaSinai. That's what I'm saying. So therefore the Rambans that you should not forget Maimon HaSinai, there's no point in making such a lot. So what is this lav all about? Pentishka chesedron, don't forget the words of the Torah. And that the Rambam actually has. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, how long is a person mechuyev to learn Torah? Strange question. How long is a person mechuyev to wear tefillin? But the Rambam says, how long is a person mechuyev to learn Torah? Ad yoy maysay shenemar. Akisham lecho v'shmon avshachom yoy, pentishka chesedron, v'shor oynecha v'yisur muvavcha, kol yemei chayecha. So the Rambam, and also v'adatam levonecha levimei vonecha, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that you're supposed to teach not only B'nai Torah, Mishnantum L'Vanecha, Limanantum L'Son is B'neichem, but also Ben B'nai. How do you know? Because the Pasuk says, V'adatum L'Vanecha L'Vnei V'Necha. So there are many Mekairis that this Pasuk is talking not about the experience of Maimon Har Sinai, and that you shouldn't forget the Eish G'doyla and the Koel and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking and so on, but rather simply that the words of Torah should not be forgotten. And you should convey them to the next generation and even to the next generation after that. In the instance of the Ramban insists that it's dafka the experience that should not be forgotten and that it's a separate mitzvah loisaseh, which he counts as mitzvah loisaseh beis, extra above and beyond what the Rambam reckons. He always ends up with tayak, so some he takes out and some he puts in, but the reconciliation of it notwithstanding, this is a mitzvah loisaseh that the Rambam didn't have. So maybe the Rambam doesn't need such a mitzvah loisaseh because it's always bazneinu shamanu. You can never lose the azneinu shamanu. I mean, the azneinu shamanu, that's a mitzvah. Masha'enkin the Ramban, even though the Ramban repeats a lot of this Rambam in Perek Ches of Yesaida HaTorah, paraphrasing it. Nevertheless, he doesn't say Bazneinu Shamanu. He says it's like this, the Eidus is given over from generation to generation, because that's what this pasuk is saying. Vaidatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha. So here, eight mi pi eight words. This is the Ramban's maybe nuance and why you can type the pasuk this way, and maybe why the Rambam didn't want to type the pasuk that way. But the maskonas hadvarim, the yesod hadavar, is the same. Why do you have to give over the experience of Matan Torah? So says the Ramban, the reason you have to give it over is because in the experience of Matan Torah there's a nekuda which isn't in the limud haTorah itself. And I was learning Baba Kamba, Baba Metzia, Baba Basu, or reading the Torah on your own is not sufficient, because if you don't remember Maimed HaSina, you forget one thing. What do you forget? Because what is the critical nekuda of remembering Maimed HaSina above and beyond that it has to be that the seriousness of learning Torah is Be'ema B'yir B'res Zeya Kinesin Asa, the first shot, the first explanation, which applies even to a Yochid. What is it that a Tzibur accomplishes? The answer is it replicates Maimed HaSinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, and that he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Rambam points out, Ba'avur Yishma Ha'om B'dabri Imach V'gam B'cho Ya'aminu La'olam. And therefore the only ultimate proof for any veracity is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, you hear my voice and you hear me saying Moshe, Moshe, Alei Elai Hohara. And that makes Moshe Rabbeinu valid. And there is no other Navi that could be validated in that way. And therefore anyone who counters the Mevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi Sheker in all the Dayos. That is the Yesod of the Rambam. And it could very well be, I suggested to the Rav to finish that sentence, that maybe the reason is that the Torah had to be given Bifnei Am Ve'eda, is that all of Klal Yisrael should be able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Moshe Alei Elai Ohara, and that required this whole experience. And once that experience happened, there was no longer any need for it. It was already substantiated that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is unique, and therefore the second time around they are given Bitzina, because Ein Lecha Yofeh in Atznius. I want to just to I don't know how long I can go. What's the halacha here? I just wanted to learn a Sfas Emes with you. I mean, there's much more to say, but it's, Sfas Emes is on the bottom of page 8. Mitzvah Zechiras Matan Torah Shadoshu Chazal Ma'ala Halon Bereses U'Beziyad Pirush HaHekesh Shebekoyach HaOdom Al Yidei HaSchira V'Hishtoikakus L'Dveikas HaTorah Yochol La'Orer Hislahavus Kinyin Sha'amru. That's what you quoted. Advarim smeichim kinesinosam. The chsid koil gado v'lo yosav, betargeminim v'lo yposa. K'moy kenes advarim diber Hashem el kol kahalcha. Pirush, gam ato b'chol eis, shem is asfin biyachad l'shem shamayim. U'k'moy is asfus kol echad kol ritzay noisav v'koy choysav, la'avoydes havari yizbarach. Af, she'eno yochol l'kayim b'poyol reses v'ziya k'moy har Sinai. Afal pikein hachono oz yiyah l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'doyros. The Maimed HaSinai experience prepared Klal Yisrael for all the generations to be able to have that hergesh. And that, of course, lies certainly in the Ramban's idea of Pentishka Chesadvarim. And he says, even now, they are able to do this. B'ze'er anpin. V'hinei lomo ha'yotzorich ha'bayri izbara. Loseis toira ba'oifin zeh she'yotzis on nishmosan shal Yisrael. In other words, it's very possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have channeled his voice, Ke'ilu, into a formulation that was Ke'ilu, a person is talking. So why does it have to be in such a way that Klal Yisrael have to scream out, what is this inyan that it's like, it's siyas nafsham? So he answers, and he explains, this is the nekuda. He says, Avol ratzel haris ledoyres, she'i efshar liskari velatoyra rak al yedei mesiras nefesh. Rezei Nochanami, every experience of Kabbalah satoyra is an experience, and he means even when you're learning Torah, but the replication of it happens at every Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. By repeating the Maimer HaSinai, you are giving voice to a concept, to an idea that is that affects all Limud HaTorah, even B'Yachid. Namely, that your willingness when you learn Torah, your willingness to give yourself up for Torah, is to Mesiris Nefesh Mamish. Bechon Amar Bechon Amamit Kefima Sheboichim B'Darkei Avoseinu V'Chafetzim Limser Nafshem Bavra HaTorah Zoichin La'ore Koyach Maimer HaSinai. He says, whenever you are Mesir Nefesh for Torah, your Mesiris Nefesh brings to life, resurrects the Koyach of Klal Yisrael of Maimer HaSinai. V'nei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem Mechabev Amidas HaSinai V'nei Yisrael Migoy Godol. L'chor Yipoli Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Yashchina Medaberes B'Tech Groinei Tomid. U'bnei Yisrael Shomu Pam Achaz Dibur HaKadosh Bar HaSinai. V'atzorech Liyos Chovev Lohem B'Yoyser. Says, why is Moshe Rabbeinu making it so beloved when it should have been something that's natural to Bnei Yisrael? They were there. Mele if he's talking to us, but he's talking to them. So why is he telling them, Ki mi goy gadol, asher lo elokim kreivim melo? Aval ha'em is a simon muvak. Mi shen etoysif lo b'choleis yoysa cheshek v'rotzen v'ava la teira al yedei roiv his askus ba. Right? Hu simon shalomid lishma be'emes. Kinyan milsa al bishayu yakira. V'chein Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'sholim ma'asher shama yoysa ma'ashem yizborach nislaiv b'choleis yoysa v'yoysa. K'mo she'omu b'medrash v'ayachi she'dogim chiyusim b'mayim. And nevertheless, when it rains, they rise to the surface to grab every extra drop of rain that they can. Mitzapim l'choltipa ke'ilu lo tam utam mayim. Kein b'nei Yisrael ha'tayra. So he says an amazing thought, that when Moshe Rabbeinu is getting excited, it's not because he wants to concern himself about future doros that they shouldn't forget. His excitement is himself. So every time he heard a dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu post Matan Torah, every Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, every time he taught the Torah like the Gemara in Erevin over and over again to Bnei Yisrael, he was Moisif HaHislavus, which reflects itself in the Psukim, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim kreiv melov, etc. It's a very beautiful pshat. Ve'efshar, Shezeh haya machloikas Bnei Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehem amru im yoysu manachnu lishmaya, He suggests that the machloikas, that not that they were afraid that they're going to die, they wanted that moment to be encapsulated, boxed in, and put up on the mantelpiece, so that they should have a moment that they could always hark back to, that they reached the madrega of total islavus. Because with the repetition and repetition and repetition of it might come a certain amount of getting used to it and deja vu and losing its entire thrall. So in order to keep it, that's a unique and singular moment and always be able to hark back to that one moment, they bedavka did not want to have that experience over and over again. Moshe Rabbeinu l'fi madregosei, says the Sfas was able to have that feeling every single time there was a communication of Torah, even though it was not on the same madrega as Maimed Har Sinai. So, just to finish the point, what I was trying to convey to you is that there are many Mekoris, that many more than we first imagined, that identify the Kriyas HaTorah Dafka B'Tzibur with Kabbalah HaTorah, with Maimed Har Sinai. And that there is, on the one hand, a tzara shava shabai, because it's limud ha-Torah, granted b'tzibur, but because it's limud ha-Torah, that all limud ha-Torah has, that there are aspects, there's a hergish about Torah, that it's ba'im b'b'yira because of seriousness, keilu nitna misina has to be felt because of its seriousness, and keilu nitna misina has to be felt that it's brand new. It's always brand new. That hergish is something that you have to feel even when the person is learning Torah b'yachidus as well. And it applies also to Kriya Shema and so on. But there's also a unique aspect to the Kabbalah HaTorah B'Sinai, which has to do with Pentishka Chazadvar Masher Roei Necha, and could very well also explain, by the way, why, if it is a Lo Saseh, why weren't certain vehicles put into place, like by... And the Paiskim asked that question. Why some of the Zechiros do not have a particular Kriya HaTorah, for example, like Zechiras HaMalik does. And what about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim all over the place? And here you do not have a Zechiras Hashem Lekech Mashal Tzeis Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. That explains why Parshat Tzitzis is Balaila. And suddenly, Zechiras, if the Ramban is right, that there's a separate halacha that you must remember, Maimed Har Sinai, why isn't there a particular parsha or a particular inyan that forces us to remember? The answer is there certainly is. Every single time we lay in Bitzibur, we have that moment of Zechiras, Kabbalas HaTor of Maimed Har Sinai, Pentishka Chasadvar Masharoe Necho. Why is that critical? Because there is, in the Hashkofa Shavoy I'm talking about, apparently that was the takana. The Rav, by the way, just Derech Agav, in this piece, he has a problem I saw that he kind of like outmaneuvers. And he doesn't quote the problem so clearly, and he doesn't show how he's outmaneuvering it, but when you read it, you realize immediately that he had a problem. What was his problem? The problem was, how could the Kriya Satara takana be for a replication of Maimed Har Sinai when everybody knows that the Kriya Satara takana was Kivan Sha'ochu Gimel Yomim B'Loi Taira Nilu? When did that happen? That happened by Mora. So that was before Matan Torah. So the question is, if there was already a takon of Kriya Satara B'Tziba before Kabbalah Satara, before Maimed Har Sinai's Kabbalah Satara, for the Torah that existed earlier, so then Me'echa Taisa that there's such an Indian Bakla. So he says that it was an anticipation. It was mamish one line, you know, that he, in anticipation of it, you know, already you have this idea, but once there was Matan Torah, it certainly incorporates the idea completely. But what is the point of this idea? It's an idea that really Matan Torah happens again and again and again. Just want to be Messiah. The Tur says that every Yochid's Bracha, and of course we all know that when a person gets an Aliyah, even though he said his Birchas HaTorah already, he repeats the Bracha. He says the first Bracha, Asher Bracha Bonu Mikol Om, Vasam Bonu, Asher Bracha Bonu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the other nations of the world to give us Matan Torah. And Baruch Atah Hashem Noisin HaTorah, the Aruch HaShulchan says an interesting thing. He says short brachas never have a chasima. So he should have said Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Haolam Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Se'emes V'chayu Elam Nata B'Sachayinu. So why do you say Baruch Atah Hashem Noisin HaTorah afterwards? It's a very short bracha. So he says the only time you do that is when there are several inyonim. So he says that Noisin HaTorah and Ashanosam Anutarasemes are two separate points. One point is what the Torah says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to the exclusion of all the other nations of the world. That's in the past tense. And Baruch Atah Hashem Noisin HaTorah, that there's a replication of that every single time we lane, or that there's always in the Sinas HaTorah, in the Chidushay Torah that we make when we are learning. The Levush also, the Shalom HaKadosh has a very beautiful piece where he says the same thing, that there is always a noisin HaTorah, we're always receiving the Torah again and again. So it could be that there's this inyan that we have to feel the Kabbalah HaTorah betarte as Maimed Har Sinai experience. Number one, because of the Ramban, Pentishka Chesadvar Masharo Einecha, Vodatum Vonecha Levenecha, which the Iker point, at least according to the Ramban, is to understand the unusual moment of the veracity of Torah and our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that it never will change. And that's implanted in us from that moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking directly to Bnei Yisrael. And number two, this idea that it's always being given to us. So you have to have moments of Nesinas HaTorah being replicated, because the Torah is always being given to us, and that spills over into the Yochid's Koyach HaChidush and the Yochid's participation in being Moisif to Torah and so on. But the experience that started it all has to be repeated as well, and that's Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. Okay.